Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have a guest with me, Lardy Miss Clardy. She is a singer-songwriter of the first track that I played, America. Hey, Miss Clardy.
Hey, Lady Diva. What's going on? Glad
what's
to
up,
be here.
Up?
Thank you for having me on your show. What's up? Everything. Everything is what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sitting back. Yeah, I'm listening to that song. That song sounds pretty darn good there. Tell me what you think.
I love it. I didn't know you could rap like it. I'm just tickled to death. How did you come up with the title of that track?
Oh my God. Sitting,
where you?
I don't know. I think I was sitting in my, I was sitting in a dark place at my time and, you know, looking at everything that was on social media, everything that was on TV, the presidents and everybody, you know, and looking at the grassroots communities and what was going on here and there in the court system, just everything. And I was upset and I was angry. And I was like, I got to find a way to get these people to stand up. Is there any way to do this? So I got with a couple of, you know, young men and, you know, and we got together and came up with a song. Well, actually, it was a DJ that mixed this piece, right? And
yeah.
And had this really, really good, the music part that you just heard. And then it just, that day, we just got together, wrote the lyrics out. I wrote my part, and, you know, the others wrote their part. And we decided to go ahead and do it. And it was there I was able to get out all the anger that I was feeling towards what I was seeing in our country, what we were doing to one another, and what is it, what can make these people realize that it's time to make a stand. And that's how that song happened. It was just basically looking at where America stand at right now. You look at it right now today, what we going through. Trump in mm-hmm. office and everybody's going crazy. So mm-hmm. it's just time to make a stand. We got to either do that or fall down to anything. And that was the purpose of making that song.
Right. My mind just went blank. Anybody had just tuned in to the show, I'm Lady Diva. You want to call on live radio, call 657-383-0771 to speak to my guest, Lardy Miss Party. Miss Party,
hey.
How did you come up with that name, Lardy Miss Party?
Oh, my God. I wondered that, too, and funny that you should ask that. Well, in 2008... Well, it was sooner than that. Me and my daughter, I had my daughter to go to broadcasting school. And while we were in broadcasting school, and we came up, well, I was doing a presentation on victimization and fraud. And because I was passionate about the presentation I was doing, it moved our instructor. And the instructor just jumped up and said, Lardy, Miss Clardy, and screamed it out. And everybody in the class started busting out laughing. And from that point on, it stuck with me from that point on. Every time I would come into the school, hi, Lardy. Hi, Miss Clardy. Lardy, Miss Clardy. And,
right.
You know, and it just stuck on me after then. So I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I got something here. I guess I made a reaction. And so that became my name. Yes, that became my name.
All right, Lardy, Miss Clardy. Where were you born and raised in? What city and state? And where you are at now?
I was born in Columbus, Ohio. And where I live now is in Las Vegas.
And your passion is in singing and writing music.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been singing and writing music?
Pretty much all my life. Maybe in the shower, when I'm in my bedroom, you know, doing a journal. I come up with, you know, songs that come through my head, that come in my head, and I write them down. And they are songs that are kept in me. But I've been probably singing since about five, about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You come from a musical family, brought up in a church choir?
Well, actually, the only way that I can explain this is that my mom was adopted, okay? And so I didn't have family, not family that I could identify with what I was doing far as music or having the ability to sing or write, right? So
right.
It wasn't, but just not too long ago, I was reunited because I went through, what is it called, the Ancestry.com to find the family, because my mother, she died when I was 21, and I was on this mad search to find, you know, the family, and I did.
Yeah.
They connected with me, and this year I was able to meet them in Cleveland, Ohio, okay? And it was there that I began to start to talk about these abilities that I had to sing and the passion to write, and it was then that I was told, and surprisingly to me, I was told that the Clardy family was a singing family, and that a couple of them even performed with Mahalia Jackson and the Mighty Cloud of Joy. And I'm like, well, dang, no wonder. Okay, well, okay, so now I had something to identify with, and I didn't feel like I was all alone not having anyone to identify with, because my mother, she was an artist. She did Muriel. She did, you know, she did drawings and stuff like that. And but for what I have, it took all the way up until now to find out where this talent actually come from. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of that.
Now, I read up some background on you. You were in a talent show from the seventh grade. You won,
yes, I was.
Second place. Did you sing? What did you do?
I sang Natalie Cole's song "Joey" in the seventh grade. Okay,
wow.
And yeah, I mean, well, you know, Natalie Cole was just one of the artists that inspired me. I had a cousin that inspired me too, because as I told you before, at 5 years old, I knew that I was supposed to be performing. I just didn't at the time have the family that I was with wasn't able to support me with that. So when they would take me to go get babysitted by my cousins or, you know, the family that my mom was married to, it was there that I had someone to look up to, and she helped me to sing, and that's where it all really began. And she was singing with Natalie Cole, so Natalie Cole was a big part of where I come from, far as, you know, the singing ability. A lot of it, I would say this too. I wanted to sing so bad. I think at 6 years old and seven, I was in the fan trying to get that vibrato sound, you know.
Yeah.
But, however, it was my cousin, Barbara Blossom Gain, and Natalie Cole that inspired me to go on to develop the voice that I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have won some music awards for your hits. And which song hits were those?
For August and September of this year, I was selected as one of the winners for the Academia Music Award for Best R&B Funk Song for Move With You. And the R&B song, soul song, America. And, you know, I have that music up on ReverbNation.com, and I have reached the top 40 on the charts. And currently, I was at number 4, and it fluctuates from here and there, but I'm at number 5 here in Las Vegas and 13 regionally. And I just want to give the Academia, you know, a shout-out for finding my music and giving me, again, the courage to see that my music is being heard, and I want to thank them for that.
Yeah, I thank them too. I want to play the song "Move With You." So, introduce the song for us all. How you come up with the title of that song, and I'll play it.
Okay. Well, let's see how I come up with Move With You. It was, you know, back in the day in the 80s. Where, you know, in my life where I had relationship with men and they were moving a little too fast and sex was on their mind and I wanted to feel, you know, I wanted to feel kind of safe to know what I was dating, and it was the thrill of the thing. So what I did was I put them on the dance floor, okay, and have them to drop it like it's hot so I can see how, you know, what's going on with them, because usually through music, you know, people express themselves in how they feel through music on the dance floor. And it was there where I was able to see, was it somebody that I wanted to, you know, to have interest in, or leave them there on the dance floor and go home. So that's what Move With You was all about, taking your time and let's see what, because I know what I got going on. I'll take you on a carousel ride and all of that. But on the dance floor, I want to see what you got so I know what I have and if I want to move forward with you or leave you on the dance floor. And that's what it was about. I want to move with you. I want to groove with you. Take your time. Take your time. That's what that was all about.
All right, here is Move With You.
I wanna move with you. Make you my life.
tonight. I want to move with you by Lardy Miss Party.
Lardy!
LoveTalkRadio.com. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Please call in on the show at 657-383-0771 and speak to us. I would like for you to give your website information, Miss Party, and where we can purchase your music.
Okay, you can find me on ReverbNation.com/LardyMissClardy, spell LARDY, M as in Mary, ISS, Clardy, CLARDY. That's all one word, okay? And that is the website where you can go and listen, become a fan, like me, listen to the video, whatever that you choose to do, and even purchase the song if you want.
All right. Can you tell us about your favorite singers that inspired you?
Oh, wow. Well, the favorite singers. Well, of course, I talked earlier and said that Natalie Cole was the it for me, you know, coming on through when I was a little girl. And then I heard Jill Scott. Chaka Khan was another one, and Mavis Staples. I love them. Oh, yes, I love them.
All right. And have you sang at any events in your hometown? Have you done any charity events in your hometown or there in Las Vegas?
Well, being here in Las Vegas, only been here about a year, a little over a year and a half, so I'm working on a couple of things to get things started here. So as soon as I get the project finished, then I'll say something about it. But in Columbus, Ohio, yes, we had a hometown a musical that was going on in Columbus, Ohio during 2010, 11, and 12. And I sang with Zanzibar Lounge there. But they had a big musical called Mount Vernon Homecoming event. And it was there where I had a chance to sing Move With You and America. And it was a lot of people there. So basically that was maybe about the fifth time that I have really been out there, and now it's just time to come out. That's probably why I put on the end of it, Lardy Miss Clardy, coming out, because
right.
It is time for me to now come out and stay out, and that's what my that's what I plan to do. Then so I'm building my brand and making it happen.
Now, you are actually a personality radio host for blogtalkradio.com. You have a show, actually, that's coming up tomorrow. Can you give
yes,
us
I
briefly,
do.
Tell us briefly about that?
Yes.
It's a topic discussion show.
Yeah, it's a topic and discussion show on bullying, and it's about a little bit about adults being bullied, children being bullied, domestic violence, and also people being falsely accused of domestic violence. And it's about standing up and speaking up and speaking out, an empowerment movement, you know, because your life matters, and we want people to come on to the show and get information so that if there's anyone that's out there that want to bring legal information or other information that will help people going through bullying, that is not just only children, but this is also with adults. It's also happening with the veterans. So, and domestic violence is on the rise still, and people false accusing. So this is a time that I use my time to give back, because I've been through a lot, and I want to share that. And so you can come on to that show, which is blogtalkradio.com/LardyMissClardy, okay? And you will find it also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/WClardy. and I hope that you like it. Please come and join me and help me to give back and help somebody that's in need.
Yes, for all of my followers that's going to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr and WordPress,
mm-hmm.
and also LinkedIn, I've been posting a flyer ad with you, with your picture on it, all on my website pages.
Yes.
And, hopefully, you know, any of my followers will tune in onto the show. I'm representing Evansville, Indiana. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? To call on the show because that topic, bullying, has been erupting.
Yes, it has.
In my town.
Right.
Yeah, there has actually been a teenager that committed suicide here in Evansville, mm-hmm. Indiana. And
yes.
They're trying to push more forceful restrictions in schools for these younger generations. But when it comes to bullying on adults, that's really something, you know.
It sure is.
You know, we're supposed to be mature adults, and we got to be role models for our younger generation.
Absolutely.
And it's like I'm hoping that some of people that follow me will tune into your show. I'll be posting them all on my pages on the website. So hopefully you guys will tune in and participate in the discussion.
What is the
phone number to your show for tomorrow night, Miss Party?
347-884-8684. That number again is 347-884-8684. Now, y'all come on and be there because, you know, we have people that are in need. There's people that, you know, would love, you know, to have a place to come to where they can feel safe and talk about, you know, their issues. That was the other reason, too, Lady Diva, why I came up with America. Look at all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
we don't have nobody. Well, it's not that we don't have nobody. I mean, it's just not enough of us that will gather together. We're so divided right now. And it's about that time for us to come together as a whole unit and make some noise and make a law or make something happen for our youth. Our parents, all they have is just us. And if we drop the ball, then we wonder why our children are so angry here in year of 2000, or will I might as well say the millennium year. You know what I mean? We need our children need you. You know, we need to be a role model, just like you said, Lady Diva, for the children that's growing up, our young adults. And if we keep dropping the ball, I mean, we can't be afraid of everything. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the Dr. Martin Luther King. The point is that we have to keep things going in order to fight for what is right. If we don't do that, who's going to do it for us? So the only words that I can use, just like RuPaul would say, if you don't love yourself, then how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
All right.
You have
a dream as well, Lordy Miss Party. Just like Martin Luther King, you said that you have a dream as well. And you have a mission to touch a mind, touch a heart.
Touch a heart and give a hug. That's right. That's my whole motto. I've been like that pretty much all my life. And from being that way, of course, you know, there have been people that want to, you know, target you, you know, because they think you're being a sucker. You're just too nice. But I want to tell you now, you don't want to mess with me. You know what I mean? You want to keep me on the right-hand side of you, you know, because you come messing with me, you're going to have a fight on your hand. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to speak up. And I'm going to tell on you because that's what I do, okay? I've been doing it ever since I was 5, and I ain't got no problem with it. I'm just trying to put the word out there for everybody else. Stand up, speak up, and tell on them, all right? And I bet you they'll leave you alone and get you some knowledge why you're doing it so that you can defend yourself and keep your documents.
Speak into existence, y'all. All
Absolutely.
Right, we're getting ready to hit on some music. I'm going to play Johnson. How did you come up with the title of this track, Johnson?
Jonesin?
Oh, it's Jonesin. I'm sorry.
Jonesin, how did I come up with that? Oh, my God. I think they might have to hear that song first, and then I'll say something about it. How about that?
All right.
Let them hear the song first.
Feel the fire inside of me. Deep in my soul. Can't you see? Control me. I'm too old, can't show me how to get money and loosen my hair. But oh, I'm not saying I don't need your loving. I'm not saying I don't need your hugging. I need to be free, cause I'm doing me, yes, I'm doing me. But baby, be rolling, cause they stolen. Got his own money, he got his own money. That'll loosen my hair. Baby, be rolling, cars ain't stolen. Got his own money, he got his own money. That'll loosen my hair. Feel the fire inside of me. Deep in my soul, can't you see? On the beach, in the sand, with your hands everywhere. I'm jonesing for your love. Feel the fire inside of me. Deep in my soul, can't you see? On the beach, in the sand, with your hands everywhere, touching me. I'm jonesing for your love.
I respect your big boy chatter. You're the anchor like Dan Rather. Your word is good with me, just as long as your words is good to me. Don't wanna be second on your plate. I'm your medicine, the only thing you ought to take. You better drop one. I'm a diva with my own. What should I ride shotgun? Ooh, I don't wanna be your fool. Ooh, I don't wanna be the fool. Ooh, I wanna be the one you choose. Come on, baby, make your move, yeah. Feel the fire inside of me. Deep in my soul, can't you see? On the beach, in the sand, with your hands everywhere, touching me. I'm jonesing for you.
Jonesin. I like that song. Yeah, I love it.
Oh.
Go ahead and give our listeners out there and your fans and followers your website and where to purchase your music again for us, please.
Okay, where you can find my music and fan me or like me or comment, whatever you want to do, and even purchase, is at reverbnation.com/Lardy Miss Clardy. And then put on there coming out without the G, coming out. All right, let's say that one more time. reverbnation.com/Lardy Miss Clardy coming out. That is the website.
All right, all right. So we're coming almost to an end of the showcase. Do you have any, are you doing any more music coming up in the future?
Oh, yeah. I just got involved with my brother, he wants to do a couple more. He wants to add to the CD that I already have, and then I have been reached out to from a couple of producers that is here in Las Vegas. And so there will be some more music coming up very, very soon. I say within the next 3 to 4 months from now, we're working on pieces now.
All right, all right. So in your words, inspiring words for those that are struggling today that may want to reach to your height. Can you give us some inspiring words coming from you?
Yes. Well, first of all, ask for help. I mean, you know, some of us don't come from the background of where we have support, not all of us. So if you don't have the support in all of the avenues that's out now today, they have ways to help you get to where you have to go. But you have to ask for help. Then you have to have faith. And then don't be afraid. Even if it take you 20 years, don't be afraid. Live your dream. Live the passion that you've always wanted. And even, you know, even if you are afraid, do it anyway. It's your gift, and nobody can do it like you. Don't take nobody with you except those that have supported you from the beginning of your aspirations, and acknowledge everyone that had a hand in on your success. And don't forget God, the one that gave you the gift to be publicized.
All right. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. Yeah. And if anyone just tuned in, this is Les Jezza, blogtalkradio.com. I am Lady Diva. I have with me this evening Lardy Miss Clardy. She is a music singer and songwriter, and she is also a personality radio host for blogtalkradio.com. Tune into her show, which is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go ahead and give our listeners your address information for your show for tomorrow night again.
Yes, and I know they probably think, Lady Diva, like, dang, she Lardy Miss Clardy on everything. That's right. That's my brand. That is my brand, Lardy Miss Clardy. So I'm going to be everywhere, so might as well get used to it. So you can find the radio program on blogtalkradio.com/Lardy Miss Clardy. That's where you can find it. And the telephone number for the radio program for tomorrow is 347-884-8684. That number again is 347-884-8684. And we will be, the show time starts for that show will be at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And we will be talking about a continuation on bullying, domestic violence, and false accusing as adults.
I will be ending this show with two more of your tracks, which is called It's On Tonight.
It's on. It's on.
It's on. It's on.
It's on.
So, I love you, Miss Clardy.
I love you too,
Miss Clardy. And
thank you for having me.
I would like to invite you back on your future project. And,
I sure will.
I'll be tuning and calling in on your show tomorrow night. And
thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
And you too.
Say thank you.
Thank you for having me, Lady Diva. I had fun. And everybody else, have a good night. I did.
Bye.
I had fun. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Swagger, I'm sweeter than honey. I'm good as jam with bedroom eyes and swagger.
All right, that is Swagger by Lardy Miss Clardy. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out with the last track called It's On Tonight by Lardy Miss Clardy. Please tune into her show on blogtalkradio.com, Lardy Miss Clardy on bullying, domestic violence, and accusations with adults. Tune into her show on blogtalkradio.com at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up. I'm signing out. Good night.
Tonight.